countries like Bolivia and Peru and El Salvador are in fact now taking corruption very much more seriously than they did 10 years ago. 10 years ago, when I started out, corruption was just a part of the background picture, and it was considered a moral problem. The dominant theory in South America at that time was that people are corrupt because they are evil. These are bad people. They need to be weeded out, and to prevent bad people from coming into government, we need to have better education, moral education. Things have to be stricter in families, stricter in the education system. It was an entirely morals-based approach. And I and Hernando de Soto and a bunch of other economists said, look, it all has to do with incentives. If you were to somehow create a government which gives incentive to corruption, people will be corrupt. And some of these systems, the incentives are so screwy that you cannot survive in government as an employee without being corrupt. The salary in most countries is less than the nominal salary. They tell you they're going to pay you $25,000 a year, and you actually receive 15 or 10. And then you owe, under contract, a part of that salary to the political party of the president who appointed you to that position. So the political parties are making money out of creating jobs. So they have an incentive to having the Congress, their own legislators, pass laws which create new jobs. And then those new jobs need justification. So they pass new regulations and paperwork that those new bureaucrats will have to enforce, giving them the power to extract bribes so that they can pay the political parties more. Do you see how this is a vicious cycle? And it's these structural incentives that lock each country into a terrible, permanent system of corruption. One of the themes in Nation Lab from day one has been, let's take a look at the incentives that your employees are working under and see if we can improve it so they don't have such an incentive to be corrupt. And I believe that that is gradually taking over all in all the countries where we've worked.